Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears is responding to the public's reaction to her altercation with an NBA star security. So if you haven't seen the video yet, there's this vid going around of Victor Wembanyama walking into the very bougie Catch restaurant in Las Vegas. And he's surrounded by his security. Britney Spears sees her friend Victor and runs up. Tries to like...
She sees her friend?
Well, you know, friend, like, but satirically.
Okay,
like,
she's never met this guy before.
Yeah, they're not pals.
She's referring to him as sir in an English accent. Yeah. She's running up behind him.
Friend, stranger.
Yeah. It's the same. So she runs up, taps him on the back. Security guard kind of brushes her off, and turns out that it's her hand that actually hits her in the face, but she thought that she got smacked in the face by the security. Wasn't the case.
How do you not know it's your own hand that just hit you in the face?
Well, you know.
You hit yourself hard enough, you don't know which.
Yes. When you look at the video, like, the arm flings backward and slams her hand into her face. Yeah. So I feel like you could get confused pretty easily.
You don't think that the back of the hand felt something and when it hit her own face?
I honestly think if you're in that situation, you would be pretty stunned what happened. And it would be hard to ascertain. You would just know you saw an arm coming at you and you got hit in the face.
This is like two people looking at the same accident, seeing two totally different things. Because what I saw also, we talked about this yesterday, was the security guard didn't even see that it was Britney. He just like back hands whatever arm that is on his client's shoulder. And when he does that, he's a real big dude. And she's like 4'2". And he hits it with enough force that her own hand goes into her face.
Yeah. And I don't know. You just would think that Britney Spears, a celebrity who's constantly surrounded by security, would know not to just like run up to the behind somebody. But apparently there was another radio show out there that said that they said that she deserved to get hit. She must have gotten hit in the face pretty hard by her own hand because she keeps saying that she got knocked to the ground. I would just watch that video four different times just to make sure that I'm not about to slander anybody. Homegirl was fine. She didn't get hit on the floor. No.
So deserve, no. Expect, yes. So if you break security's line, and she should know this, this whole thing is so weird to me, how she was and is one of the biggest stars in the world, and I doubt that she knows what has happened behind her back when it comes to security sometimes. She didn't deserve to. If you break a security line with celebrity or anybody, you should expect to be physically taken to the ground, or they are going to protect their client no matter who you are. Deserve? No. Expect? Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as to say she deserves it, but with my dad being security for high-profile clients, I mean, that's what they're taught. I really don't think security did anything wrong in this situation. They are taught, if you're in doubt, to ensure that your client is safe, and you should not run up on anybody, any celebrity, and just touch them. I think there's a bit of entitlement on her part to think that she can do that because she's Britney Spears, but you are not allowed to touch people just because you want to, and security knows that.
I think it would have been different, too, had the security guard turned around and, like punched her in the face or slapped her. But he did. He swatted the hand, and his hand hit her hand, which hit her face. So it's unfortunate that there was any kind of like physical altercation, but she shouldn't have ran up on him and touched his bag.
I'll double down on the entitlement too. Like, expecting a public apology, so you got one in private, but it's not good enough, and now you need one in public also.
The private one should be the better one, right?
Well, not in 2023. Mm. It means way more if you're getting acknowledgement on Instagram. The DM doesn't matter nearly as much as the public thank you.
Well, she said that they went straight up to her table and said, I'm sorry.
My thing is, I agree, I don't think a public apology is warranted, but we also have to look through, I want to give a little bit of grace look through the lens of Britney, who has been publicly abused, humiliated, and forced to work by her family for over a decade, and then to be publicly humiliated again for trying to talk to someone. We on our side can see you shouldn't have broken security's line, even though there was no line. Could have easily just been an entourage. Another guard pushed her out of the way as well. So she's publicly humiliated after being on the world stage, after having her whole life laid out, people talking about her mental health, how she looks, what she's allowed to do with her body. So I understand why this incident would be a little overblown for her and would hit home. So even though we on this side can say, yeah, she did wrong, she doesn't really, it doesn't warrant a public apology, I can also see through her lens how she would feel that way.
I understand the grace that you're giving her. I really do.
Because we're all ragging on her. How do you not know it's your own hand? That guard's hand would have hit her face if her hand wasn't in the way that it swung. But, it's just
you can't, you can't take somebody's personal history into account, though, when you're trying to protect your client.
No. I'm not saying the security guard should have, but I think the rest of the world talking about it, we can give her the grace. This is a woman who is dealing with some mental issues after being forced to do a lot of things outside of her control with her body. I get it, and I don't think it would kill Victor to say, hey, Brittany, I'm so sorry that this incident happened. Let's chat. Don't have to apologize for your security protecting you. I think you can be nice to people, and I think you can be empathetic and understanding.
Okay. We can go round and round on this.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Hey, The Bird Show.